Hi, this is Shanti Grendel. Hi, this is Shanti Randolph. I am a member of Justice from A to Zayas, and I will like to talk to you about what parents should teach their sons to create positivity on this morning. At any time, you can call in at 516-595-8311. And we're just going to jump right on in and talk about a few things. Now, do keep in mind, if you sit around and you have ideas that you want to jot down or anything that you come up with and think about, please give a call in. Or if you want to sit down and talk with your children, you can sit down and think about things that you want to write down, you want to talk about and discuss over dinner at different times so that they can understand what you're talking about and where you're coming from. Because as parents, I have two children, as parents, we go through different things in life. And we should want to share everything with our children so that they may understand. Now, our one point that I want to go over is learn your history. Now, as young black males or any race, we are uneducated. We do not teach ourselves the information that we should know. It says, yes, you should know where you come from beyond what school teaches you. The school is only going to teach you but so much, so it's up to us for us to learn beyond what the school teaches us, beyond what the textbook says. And that's best through self-education. J.A. Rogers and Malcolm X, two philanthropists that we look up to, of course, we all know them through Black History Month, where we're taught that all of the things that they have done. But one thing we weren't taught, that both of them taught themselves at a library through self-education. Everything that they know through what they taught themselves at a library. We don't have access to a library that much anymore. We use iPads, telephones, computers now, and that's an easier access, a more mobile access that we can use. We can sit at home and self-educate ourselves on things that we want to learn. And like I said, if you have different points or different things that you want to add, you can call in and let me know. I do have a call on the line. Of course, they probably just want to listen, but I will invite them on anyway. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Good morning. Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Can you state your name, please?
Yes, this is Chelsea, also known as Cece.
Hi, Chelsea. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How about you this morning?
Good. I'm going over one of my points was learning your history. In self-education and going over J.A. Rogers and Malcolm X, two people who taught themselves through sitting in the library, book after book, self-education, and what we know them now as to be big philanthropists, all from self-education. And then my second point will be to learn how to effectively and efficiently listen. Do not miss things because you either don't like the way it was said, don't like who it came from. Sometimes we need to step back, listen to what's being told to us, and then act. There's a lot of times where we half listen and then we make actions that we later on regret or that we later on misinterpreted if we would have sat there and just listened to the entire thing. There are different times where our kids are in school. And I was in school, and there are times where I didn't want to listen to the teacher. But when I got home, my mother would ask me, well, did you listen to everything the teacher said? Because while you may have been mad that the teacher was trying to correct you, in all actuality, the teacher was actually trying to help you. Do you remember any situations like that, Chelsea, that you have ran into where there are times where you may not have listened or where you have listened, or if you would have sat back and listened to the entire time the person was talking, you would have learned more, or if you would have accepted more information from them?
Yes, great point. A couple things. First, I think we need to listen with the intent to understand. Sometimes we're listening, but we're listening so that we can get our point across and not really taking in what other people are saying. And the
right.
other thing that I've learned about listening is that no matter what it is that someone is telling you, even if it's something you've heard before, if you listen, you might get something that you didn't know already. I mean, you know, you're opening yourself up to expand your knowledge. And knowledge is a very key thing to have. It's too often I listen to people to tell me things or even show me things that I didn't really think I was going to utilize, you know, things about the car, just various things. And it's been amazing how those things I've been able to utilize in my life that I would have not been able to utilize if I didn't listen.
Correct. And that's a good point, because there are times where we think that we know everything and no one can tell us anything, because
mm-hmm.
we're educated so much. But there are times where we have to think that there's someone that knows way more than we do. Maybe we can learn something. Maybe we can grow. And this
mm-hmm.
all of these things will allow us to show a more positive person that we can be. And this is, and parents, I really want to enforce this for you to please teach your children, please teach your sons, because the reason, and we're focusing on our sons because they are being targeted the most. They are being looked at. You have females that look up to males. Look at them to say, okay, well, he's supposed to act like this. He's supposed to do this. So males have persona that they are supposed to showcase to everyone. And the positivity about it is it's actually humbling for me when I see a male even take a little inkling of education, a little inkling of listening and implement it in his life to show positivity. Now, and the thing about positivity is where it can be shown on different levels. They're in different ways, through writing, through singing, through dancing, playing sports, joining different clubs in school. I was a part of a peer mediation club in school, and a lot of people don't know what that is, but mediation, that's when if your other peers are having issues, we come in and mediate. We talk to each other because no one else understands us but us. No one understood us. And I have another call on the line. I'm going to bring them in. Hi, caller. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, caller. Can you state your name, please?
Hi, this is Delzora C. I'm an author, and I'm known as Miss Worthit, and I'm so excited to be on your show this morning.
Well, welcome, welcome, Arthur. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. I love your topic. So I just wanted to call in and just share, you know, I think this is a really good topic for our young males to know about, and parents to really engage in and take their sons to another level on teaching them the things that sons need to know to create positivity for the rest of their life. So I just wanted to drop in for a moment and commend you on such a positive show today.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, and it's not to just target, but parents, if we actually sat down and taught our sons and taught our children things, foundations at home, we won't have to worry about the outsiders teaching them positivity, because what other people may see as positivity, we may not see as positivity. And then we want to get mad when they're not exemplifying the correct positivity that they need to show. Everything starts at home, and that's, we always want to go into, start off with respect, teaching our sons how to wake up in the morning, how the respect starts from when you wake up until when you lie down, and every person that you meet being respectful. If you give respect, if you smile, if you talk with a smile on your face, if you talk with positive actions, if you talk with just trying to exemplify great actions and great words, you can't get it's very hard for negativity to come to you. If you're walking around and smiling and talking, if you sit around and just talk with a smile on your face, try to smile and talk and hear the difference. And that is a way where you can also, oh well, he's positive. Well, he must be having a good day. You can be having a bad day, but if you showcase some kind of positivity, I guarantee that it will change other people around you. And yes. Another point I want to go over is goals. Setting goals in life is a big thing. Now, it's setting goals. Now, of course, when you're younger, your goals are very different as to when you're older. But that doesn't mean that you don't have goals. There, when you're younger, you may say, okay, I want to get these grades in this class. I want to get this done by this time. Now, I tell my children all the time that you don't have to graduate when you're 17 or 18. You have some people that are graduating at 16. You have some people graduating at 15. It doesn't matter the age. It all that matters is dedication. You put the dedication towards your academics. You put the dedication towards even your chores. You put the dedication towards your school, the school programs that you may want to join in. If you put the dedication towards any kind of sport that you're involved in, that will show other people around you that you are a positive person. That will show other people that they want, and then you have other people wanting to do things with you. You have other people that want to show you more things. You have other people that want to, there are places that you can go doing great things. And there are also, there's other keys. Now, another thing is I wrote, when I sat down and went over this topic, I had 10 points. And 10 points, it's kind of like it was 10 shows because it was so much that you can actually go into when you're talking about things that you want to teach your children. Because I'm guarantee you there's a list that can go on forever. And if you sit down and write the top three things that you will want to teach your males, your young males, I guarantee you one out of the three will all be the same, will most likely be respect, and the other two will vary depending on the foundation of your household. But I guarantee you we all have different avenues and different ways that we want to show our children and show our sons how to be positive. Callers, do you have?
Yes, this is Miss Worth It. I actually have two sons. One is no longer here on earth, but I have two sons, and I also have a grandson. And I think what you're saying is very important, because what you put into them, even though at times as parents it seems as if it's going through a deaf ear, but when you put it in, when you speak it, and then the key to that is when you live it, when you show positivity within
right.
yourself, then your children will adapt to that. Because, you know, Pete, the old saying used to be, Miss Randolph, that, you know, do what I say, not what I do. Well, that's a lie, because
right.
we are visual people, and what we're going to see is what we're going to do. If we see it constantly, they say to create a habit, it takes 21 days. So if I see you cussing out somebody 21 days, guess what? Then I'm
right.
9 times out of 10, I'm going to be cussing too, unless somebody,
correct.
You know, I
correct.
Get involved with someone who can give me a different mindset. So that's very important as a parent, and I thank you for that, because we have to speak positive. We have to change the way we talk, and that helps in the way we act, so that our kids, our sons, can pick that up, because we need positive males today. Positive meal.
Correct.
Yes.
And reason why I asked about if you have sons, is there one thing that you woke up this morning and you wanted to teach your son? And the reason I ask is because I think every day we want to teach our children something.
Right.
Is there something that you woke up today and wanted to teach your son, or wanted to make sure mm-hmm. that they knew, okay, just reassure that they knew this is the positive route that you should go?
Well, Ms. Randolph, I actually did, and not just woke up with it. I'm on a team called Girl Trek and You Ladies. Hi, Ms. Cece. I hope y'all join. It's definitely good for us for healthy. But after doing my walk, I came back. I walked with a group of women, and God just began to minister to me. And I actually called my son and left him a long voicemail, guiding him in the route that God desired him to take. And I left him some nuggets because he was created to be a king. He was created to lead and be positive. And my son is 26, 25, I think. I didn't forget, but 25. And I left him some nuggets about transforming his life all in a positive manner that God gave to me. So every day,
right there,
it's important that we invest in them. And even though he's 25 and he doesn't live with me, he's an adult, that doesn't mean my motherhood is over. I don't retire from that. And now on a different level, I have to input in him at an adult level. He needs me more now than he ever did. He don't think that,
right?
But that's the issue. Because, sorry, I'm a Christian, the enemy tries to make you think when you reach a certain age that you are grown and you don't need no help. The devil,
you don't need anyone.
Lie.
Correct.
Exactly. That you don't need no advice. I don't need no other woman telling me nothing because I'm grown. I don't need no man telling me nothing. He put his pants on the way I put mine on. The devil is a lie. This is the most vulnerable time for my 25 and 27-year-old daughter as well.
Of course. Of course. And you brought up a great point, and it was great that you and the reason and the fact that I asked and I'm doing the show and you actually did that this morning, which just shows everyone that it's not in vain that expressing and allowing and asking your children to produce positivity in everything they do is not by mistake. It's not something that like you said, you let go of when they turn 18 and they move out. This is something that you have to continue to do. And it's not just our sons, because there are some people that you may see on a daily basis that may not be your son. That does not mean that you can't speak positivity into their life. That doesn't mean your job stops when you walk out the door, when you drop your son off at school. Your job continues to go. Your job continues to go on because our sons out here are still breathing. Our sons out here are still being pulled over by the police, and they need to know that if I show this cop respect, if I show this cop positivity, by the grace of God, he will allow me to go on about my business. But it has to start. All of things have to at home. Caller Cece, did you have anything this morning that you or did you? Excuse me. I'm my apologies. I didn't know if you have a son or not.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do have a son, and he's in the middle of a great transition. And I think the question is very interesting because as a parent, you, like Ms. Worth, it says you never stop teaching your child, and that desire to teach them never stops. And because they're from you, you know, you can see some of the things. You have a different vantage point. And one of the things that is really important for me, and I was just having a conversation with my son this morning as I was dropping him off, was to be accountable and responsible. You know, my mom did not tolerate excuses. Her thing was, don't make excuses, make it happen. You know, so it was like not making it happen wasn't an option. You had to find somebody. You had to figure out a way. So I'm really big on being responsible and accountable. Take responsibility for your actions, good, bad, or indifferent.
Correct.
You know, so that was the lesson that we were working on today.
So we all had a lesson that we were teaching this morning. Call us if you would like to call in and give me another example of things that you may have an idea of or that you may have taught your son or spoke with your son. It may not be this morning, but any morning or any day, please give a call in at 516-595-8311. We have 10 minutes left, and we're going to keep on going until our time is expired. Hopefully, we're going to reach the masses with our positivity. And there are, like I said, more points that I can go over. Another one is never giving up, choosing your friends wisely, asking for help. Now, I say never giving up is because there are many times when we are told no. There are many times when we are told no. Jordan was told no so many times all the way to the top. And we see, as of right now, he never stops. And it's, we have to get into the development of don't ever stop. Positivity never stops. We can always stop our negative responses, but it's in us to continue to exemplify positivity. Choosing your friends wisely. Choosing your friends wisely, I say that because none of us are the same. Me, Arthur, and I'm going to call you Arthur because I love that about you. Arthur, Del Zora, and Cece. None of us are the same. And we have to show, and things that if I see that me and you are two different people and we are going on two different paths, there are times where we have to be okay with this other person going on a different path than us. There are times that we have to be okay and walk away from a path that we know we shouldn't go on. We know that if this path is going to take us, I'm going to school every day, I'm doing my homework every day, I'm studying, I'm going to practice, I'm going to my club meetings, anything that you have to do on a daily basis that allows you to prosper, if you see someone else that is missing their homework, not going to class, not, you know, cutting school, if you know that that person will not get on that, will not follow up that the same ladder that you're going on, you have to be okay with leaving them where they are and saying, I want you to follow the path that I'm going. I want you to speak positivity. I want you to do the right thing. There is nothing wrong with a young adult speaking positivity to another young adult. Going on the same path as I'm going on, I can help you, but I cannot do the things that you're doing. I won't be successful doing those things. And we cannot be ashamed and think we're going to lose friends if we don't follow the crowd, if we don't do what they're doing. Every crowd is not worth following. And I know that for a fact because I was there. I think we all have been there. We've all have entered into a situation where we know that this crowd is not worthy of following because it does not lead me into the right direction. It does not make me a positive person. It does not keep me away from any distractions, any negativity, and 9 times out of 10, it will get me in trouble. So we also, like I said, parents, sit down with your children tonight over dinner, tonight over before you do your activities for the weekend, and go over key points that you want to express to your young sons of how to make them better. What can we do? And that's the thing. Family is we. Parents and children, it's we. It's not what can you, because it takes a village. It takes a family. And to bring up what we want to see in our neighborhood. I look around in my neighborhood, I wave and I speak to every young child that I pass. I don't know them, but I speak to them. Why? It's because they'll see that, hey, this is respectful. This person doesn't even know me and is driving past speaking. They may not be having a good day. They may have started off the morning bad, and then you showcase that happiness. You showcase that positivity, and now that may have changed their day around. Always try to take the chance to change someone's life by any means. If it's a hello in the morning, if it's a God bless you when they sneeze, if it's a thank you when they give you something, you never know what your positive comments, your positive remarks can do to another person.
And my
last point, asking for help. Many of us don't want to ask for help because we think we know everything, or we don't want to look bad when we say we don't know. But I want to share with you, me, myself, I do not know everything. I don't. And I am not ashamed to say, can you help me? I find myself calling on different people at different times to help me out, help me make this better, help me make myself better. What can I do to exemplify a more positive person, a more positive role model for the youth around me? What can I do to make sure that my son, as a woman, because I'm not a male, to show my son how he is supposed to be? So how as a woman, how can I show my son how to be more positive? And there are different ways, and don't think that if you're a single mother, a single father, that you can't do, that you can't show them because you're the other parent isn't there. Positivity comes in many shapes and forms. It comes across very strong, and the less negativity that you showcase your children, that you showcase your sons, the more positive that they will be. As Arthur Dislora has said, if you showcase your job doesn't at 25, you still can implant something in him that he never even thought of, that he never even knew. There are things that we learn at the age of 55 and 60 that we never knew this whole time. Your learning and positivity never stops. So I encourage everyone to take a more positive role in your life, so that you can exemplify a radiant, more positivity, and take a more positive role in the people around you lives, and so that I guarantee you that you will see a change in their behavior. You will see a change in your behavior, and you will see a change in the things that start to manifest around you. Because the more positive energy that you put out into the atmosphere, the more positive energy that you will get back. Do you both agree on that? Or do you have any more points that you would like to go over before we wrap this up? I might want to rush you, but we are on a time frame.
Yes, Ms. Randolph, you made some outstanding points. Just to recap a couple of things that came to mind when you talked about not throwing in the towel, I really went from a parent perspective because I understand that being a single parent can be challenging. So for those single parents out there, I just want to encourage you not to throw in the towel on your children. Sometimes it's frustrating because you're teaching and doesn't seem like they're listening, but continue to just pour into them, to sow into them, and to stay positive that what you're doing on the inside is going to show up on the outside. Just really be encouraged. And then the other thing you talked about, which I think is really important, there's so many good nuggets you had, and you're right, most of these can be multiple shows. But when you talk about your friends and choosing your friends well, the thing that came to mind is association brings on assimilation. And I thought about going to the smoke-filled room. You know, you might not want to be associated with the smoke, but if you go in the room, the smoke is on you. So that's kind of what you need to think about when you talk about your friends and people you associate yourself with, is what came to mind. I know our time is running down, but awesome, awesome topic.
Right. Yes, and I read a book the other day, and I want to let everyone know there are ways that you can get others to do things. It's making them want to. Now, I can't always talk about what I want. I want to make sure that you want to do it. You have to want to be better. You have to want to see better. All of the wants have to come from within and come from self. You have to want to be positive. I can encourage you. Look at the path that you can go on by doing this. Look at what you can do. Look how great you can be. Look how wonderful and positive you can showcase the entire world by your own actions. And take yourself out of it and make it all about them, and you can see how positive your males and your sons can be in this entire world and see how it can change you and see how you can be humbled by the positive things that everyone, every male and young male that you encounter can do if you make it about how they want to change the world. Thank you, callers.
You're welcome. Awesome, Sharon. Thanks for having me.